All right. Welcome everybody to the June monthly chat. It is so good to have you guys here. It's already been great for you Summit partners. It's always great to just jump in, you know, 10 minutes early and just hear what's going on. So all of you that are in here right now, welcome to our Safari partners that are here for their quarterly chat. Great having you guys on. Here's the way we're rolling. It's free flow. It's about you guys. This is what it's about. It's not about us, but we want to hear from you guys, what's happening in your lives, what's going down. We are in the, for those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere, summer's upon us. Samantha already mentioned, you know, just coming back from family vacation. So there's vacation times that are going to start going on. Some of you, your kids have been home from and out of school for some time. Ours, our youngest just ended today. Our oldest ended last week. So we're sort of in that thick of summer.
Except that San Diego still doesn't feel like summer.
No.
So hence the long sleeves.
But we want to just talk a little bit about the summer months for you guys. What does that look like for you guys? How do we still stay intimate during these times? Not only sexually, but emotionally, you know, let's talk about our date nights. What do those look like, especially with kids being home more? For those of us who do send our kids to school, if you homeschool them, whole different story there. Travis Hartley, great to have you here. So first and foremost, what did you guys think of the June position post? I would love to just get a little heads up on what you guys are thinking. How did you like it? What did you like in it? What was something that you guys thought was pertinent to you? And go from there.
Yeah. Well, there were two things on there. We've got two birthdays this month, so I'm a little excited about that. And the fact that June is actually, this June in particular, is actually the 25th anniversary of us meeting and our first kiss. And all of those good things. So like I was just pulling it up here online and just seeing all of those little celebrations, that we're celebrating here the month of June.
Yeah. So if you are Summit Safari partner and you live in the Denver area, we are actually going to be out there from the 27th to the 30th. We're going to spend 2 days in Denver. We're actually doing filming for MOPS International. For those of you who don't know who MOPS is, it's Mothers of Preschoolers. We are doing one of their courses for their 2020 course curriculum. And we're talking about sex challenges. So we're going to be there on the Friday. We come in on the 27th, spending some time just hanging out. And then on that Friday, we'll be spending most of the morning filming for that 2020 curriculum. But we're going to be there. So if you're out there and would love to connect, we'd love to see you guys. We're going to be celebrating, like Lisa said, when we first met in 1994. And just sort of reminiscing about those fun days 25 years ago.
Oh my gosh, it's hard to believe. Like I told Tony, a lot of you have seen the picture of our first date, which cracks me up because the truth of the matter is that that picture would not exist today.
No.
Right? I mean, if you think about it, your kids will never have a bad picture exist because you can always delete it. And so the fact that we still have those early pictures
is awesome.
It's awesome. But I'm like, we should go back to the Delta Chi. Well, it's probably not the Delta Chi it's house not. Anymore. But we should go back to that fraternity house and, you know, stage that picture. Although I promise you, I'm not dressing in a black dress. We were going to a funeral.
We did.
Because you had that suit. Like, I don't, why did we even think that was a good idea?
I
mean, it was like the only dress clothes, but just, you know, it just really demonstrates the values or the value in reminiscing and in walking down memories. And summer's a great time to do it because we do have all those memories. I see we've got a few other people popping on. Paul and Judy are here.
Hello, Paul and Judy.
Karen is saying hello to everyone.
Karen. I want to give a big shout out to Karen in our Summit group, our Facebook group. Just what a blessing you are, Karen. Mm-hmm. You constantly are coming in and sharing so many breakthroughs and wins. And I just want you to know that Elise and I see that. And we are so thankful for you doing that, you know, as well as Martin. I mean, he gets in there as well and just sharing. And I know there's been some massive and amazing breakthrough for both of you guys. So just thank you both for doing that. We love having you guys in there.
Well, and I'm trying to figure out how we take, so many of you may have seen that they posted from their trip.
Yeah.
To, oh my gosh, why am I spacing it?
Poconos.
The Poconos. Thank you. And it was great because there was this picture that you guys had put together of the position post, like on the floor in your hotel room. And so I told Tony, like, we have to figure out, it's kind of like, where's Waldo? Right. But like, where can we start getting pictures of the position post? So I'm trying to figure out what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Because it was great to like be flipping through all of her pictures and then be like, that's the position post. Yay.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to, you know, hit me up offline on, you know, kind of a where's the position post or post the post type of deal so that we can maybe start including that in the We See Yous.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
On that page of the magazine. So
only the G-rated posts.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So let's get into your guys' questions.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I want to make sure that any questions that need to be addressed, and these can be from recent episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we this week alone we had a big one talking about alcohol in your marriage. We did 2 weeks ago the Kegel. I mean, that came all from you guys, Summit Partners, from our May monthly chat. We just had such a great time talking about that. I know Jonathan brought some things up about the Yarlap and mm-hmm. all this stuff. So again, Karen, thank you for chiming in on those pieces. But, you know, let's get into some of your questions. The series, Our Marriage Vows. What did you guys think of that one? That was our first series. Love to hear that feedback. We're in our second series right now, Marriage and Media. How's media impacting today? We released Watching. What are you watching? And just as a heads up, the upcoming series, for all of you to know, it's going to be a 6-part series on financial intimacy.
It's good.
So we actually recorded the first one, which will come out in a couple weeks today. But it's going to be a big one. And just really diving into financial intimacy, I will say, personally, from our side of things, it's probably our weakest because it's how do we pull it in there. So we're excited about this series to really start diving in. So get ready for that one.
And I'm just, the reason you saw the laughter on my face is Travis's comment, typical athlete mentality. I went too hard in the cables and was sore the next day.
Dude, what are you doing?
I can't read the comments when Tony's being serious because I know that my facial expressions don't match up what he's saying.
Hey, Travis, though, and his boys.
Oh, yeah.
They won their, what was it, U6, U7
championship. His young man has got a serious piece of hardware.
Yes. What is it? The dogs? Hard dogs? Rolling dogs? What's the name of it? I forget the name, Travis.
Post it in there, Travis. I want
congratulations.
To
yes. Show it up.
I totally, Karen says, I love the series. Totally listen to it and want to rewrite my vows.
Yeah.
And,
awesome.
And we know that that actually has been one of the results mm-hmm. of that show. We've heard from a lot of people that are not only going to rewrite their vows, but also want to renew their vows. And it's such a powerful thing. We actually even got an email from a listener the other day, a brand new listener, only been listening about a month, got married at the beginning of June. So really listened to it the month of May, got married at the beginning of June. And she said, it helped me write my wedding vows. And I was like,
awesome.
That's amazing. That's the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs ate you. Congratulations to you guys, man, and a lot of hard work, Travis.
We should know that James is 8 because of how they started listening to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Should have known that, yeah.
Should have known that. Yeah, my bad. Our bad. One last thing I want to share, though, real quick. We do have our Love Deeper online workshop coming up next Wednesday, the 19th. As Safari and Surf Partners, you guys do have a discount. It came out in your email, so you can use that discount. For those of you who have done it, who did it in January with us, let me think. Andrew and Shelby, you guys were in there. Were you guys there? I think you got on. You missed it because you ordered it that night or something. We didn't get you on, but we got you the recording. Remind me. But we'll get you the link to the show. So if you've already purchased, here's what I was going to say. Jonathan also, and Michelle, you guys were in January. So I'm going to be sending an email, but I just want you guys to know this as well, that we're going to send you guys an email because you already purchased. You can come on to the live event coming in next Wednesday to get your answers, your questions, answers, or to go over it again. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You watch it a few days later, but if you want to go live, oh, Judy, you guys were there too. Oh, awesome. Okay. Sorry.
We don't have a list in front of us. Yep. He's trying to do it off memory.
Memory. So Judy as well, you'll see an email come out tomorrow. And so for those of you who've been on it, who purchased before, realize that we're going to make sure that you guys can jump in. That's part of it. So because we know things happen from January to June, some things have happened. You can pull that report and get on it.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what Andrew was saying. Something.
See, I'm going to put this.
I like episode 484 about kissing like you mean it. It's such a basic thing, but so important. I've been doing better.
Come on. There you go. You screwed up the camera.
I screwed up the camera because I was not expecting you to do that.
For those of you who came to the first conference, you'll remember me getting Elisa, putting you on the hot seat during our coffee break, talking about how you don't like to kiss that much.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on it. You can't say that anymore. So that was the first conference where I got, put on the
Are you talking about the September thing, Karen? No. Next week we have in June, we have what's called our Love Deeper online workshop. In the Love Deeper workshop, what it is, it's all based around the Symbis Plus assessment and report. So that's an assessment we send out, and then you go through it, and what we send back to you after you finish that assessment is an 18-page report. The live online workshop that we put on is we go through each page. And last time we went like 2.5, almost 3 hours. We just kept going. We loved it. Our East Coasters were like, guys, we got to bail, which we understood because it was long. So you can learn more about that, Karen. Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/lovedeeper and you'll see it. Mm-hmm. Go back to your email, though, if you'd like to join us as a summit partner and use your code to get the assessment. So
that's what's happening next week. And then in September is the Kenosha conference. Mm-hmm. That's where we'll be in Kenosha, Wisconsin at Journey Church. That's the one conference. That's the full day conference. And so that's Midwest. And then, Andrew, you were asking about West Coast conferences. Our next West Coast date will be at the Tahoe Couples Getaway in mid-November. Yep. That's actually a 4-day event. And you can go to TahoeCouplesGetaway/1. To get details on that. And right now we're in conversations for California,
San Diego
specifically for 2020. But
and if any of you in the West Coast, so like even just Southern California, if you know any churches within Orange County, Riverside County, LA County, please reach out to us. Hit me up at tony@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. I'd love to get an introduction and start talking to some folks. Is there an East Coast conference coming? Working on that one too, Martin. Looking at D.C.
We'd like to go there. The next time we'll be on the East Coast will be in Henderson in North Carolina. So we will be on the East Coast. We won't be in the Northeast, but we will be on the East Coast. And that's March 7th, 2020.
Yep.
Some of the cities that we're definitely are on our radar screen. Obviously, we'd love to be anywhere in Southern California. We'd love to get to Texas.
Dallas
area, Atlanta. This is where we
go see Casey and Matthew.
Yeah.
Casey and Matthew are going to just hang out. We're going to just hang out at their house.
Okay. We're moving in. Tony and Lisa.
We're just going to hang out.
We'd like to get up to the Northwest.
Yes.
So it's one of those things too, where, we're actively seeking churches, but if you guys know
of anybody,
if you know of anyone, if you can do an introduction, and I've said it numerous times, share the podcast with them first, make sure they're okay with the podcast. Cause the conference is kind of like the podcast on steroids, in all the best ways. So it's exciting. And even coming back to the series on money and marriage, that was the one thing that we heard.
Yes.
When we were in Henderson. And so as we're preparing for Kenosha, we said, we need to tackle money, and we need to even ourselves get really intentional about what we're sharing around money. Mm-hmm. And so I am so excited about this series. I'm excited about what's going to come out of it. I'm excited just like about doing the media and marriage and all the insights that came out of that. As we dig deeper into these topics, as we've got more than just 30 minutes to talk about them, it really just
But although most of them are still 30 minutes, the episode itself is, but we get to
do it over, yeah, you know, multiple weeks. That's what I mean. It's, you know, because typically we do a topic and it's, you know, it is the 30 minutes and then we're on to whatever the next week's topic is. So yeah.
Autumn is saying, yes, Dallas. And Casey says, come on over.
There you go.
My sister lives close to Kenosha in northern Illinois. Well, tell her about it, Karen. We already have people coming from Chicago.
Heck, fly to her, call it a family visit.
Yes.
And then say, okay, this is what we're doing on Saturday.
Yeah.
There you go. It's like family and marriage all at the same time.
We're going to sell that one out. We're going to have probably 500 folks at that event coming up in at Journey Church in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The premium and reserve seating is already starting to get slim just because of how we set this up a little differently for this one. So it's going to be awesome. Wow. You guys are just, yeah, I love it. I love it. Let me see here. Where are we going? Where are we going, you guys? Anything from the position post you want to share? One thing too is I'd love to hear your guys' feedback and comments on the position of the month, the actual position. I know sometimes some folks are like, those are all easy. We've already done them all. Others are saying, hey, it's too hard. So we're trying to get a good balance. And one thing I will say to you guys, and I probably should be even mention it more in the post, is if you have to make position adjustments so that you can meet it or at least get close to it, do that. This isn't set in stone for you guys. So just know that, you know, group cruise.
So Tammy and Casey, keep your eye out for more details forthcoming for 2021. We're working on that tropical vacation. It's not set in stone. So you can't say where because.
Okay. We are looking at it. For those of you who have been to either one of our conferences at this point, Myra, who's our personal assistant when we're out, she's coming on board even more and working on that. So 2021, we are putting together a big, rocking, tropical adventure, probably 5 days-ish.
4 to 5 days.
4 to 5. It's probably going to be coming. 5 because by the time we travel and all that, but we're doing it because we want to get there and see you guys. Casey Fuller is in the house. Wow. Okay. Casey.
Oh, Casey. Oh, Casey, I see. And John. Casey and from, Casey were from, right next to John. Like Casey
from Texas.
Yes.
Amarillo. No, they're from
Vega.
Vega.
Vega? Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Ooh. I was seeing where you fly into.
Can't say where, Tammy. We don't have anything concrete.
Say where.
Nope.
Just think tropical.
And here's part of why we're trying to get this in place here in 2019.
So you guys can plan.
We want you to be able to plan. Right? We want you to be able to go, okay, you know what? I mean, we're trying to figure out what this is going to look like. You know, if we need to do payment plans or things.
Somewhere where people can fly to.
Warm. Geographical. Warm. I'm not going someplace cold on this vacation. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
But we want to be able to, one, we want to be able to announce it at the upcoming conferences. We want to be able to give people time to plan. We want to be able to really build this out one style. Right. Mm-hmm. So we've already been thinking through, it'll be a combination of, you can badger me all you want. Still not happening. It's all good. But we want to be able to build this because we'd love, like, I'm gonna put it out there. We'd love to have 75 couples join us once we announce it, but we're going to give people time to plan because it gives, it just builds that anticipation. You know, we'll build for it at every conference. There was something.
I was just going to tell Karen, she said it was a little tougher, the Lake Glider one. And I'm assuming that would be a little tougher because of the angle of the woman, like, you know, her legs so high up. And so an alternate on that is instead of your leg being straight up, take it down the side of your spouse and just lean it up against his side. That's the way I would work that one because that can get a little much. Also, some of these, I'm gonna share this with you guys. Go on the Amazon shop, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop, and look at the Liberator wedge. Mm-hmm. That's like the gold standard. There are others out there, but that will help move your body, specifically your back and your pelvic area, up and in different angles so you have a little bit better angle. So just as an FYI, do know that.
Yeah, and that comment about Hold and Lisa. No, when we sat down as a team and we talked about vacations, I'm just letting y'all know, We did talk about some cooler ones because everybody likes the whole romance by the fire.
Casey Fuller shows up and Elisa goes all y'all on this.
Well, she said it and I read it and it popped into my head. Stop.
Love it.
No, I get it. It can be very romantic to have sex in front of a fireplace.
Yeah.
I tend to think.
But that's in Tahoe, Tammy. We're doing that in Tahoe.
Yeah, do that in
November.
Tahoe. Yeah, it'll be cold in Tahoe in November. I'm going to do cold.
Yeah. And to Karen's point, too, when we get into positions that don't work out exactly the way we want them, hey, go into what you love. I love the twisted smirk. We love rear entry. We love missionary. Sometimes you do them, and it's just the attempt of going at it. Don't get frustrated if you don't, you know, finish there, guys. It's okay. Andrew,
I'm laughing.
Or Shelby, whichever one of you put that up there. I love you.
So they put up in the Zoom chat, they said, as we're talking about the cold weather, they said with the bearskin rug. And was it bearskin or sheepskin?
Sheepskin. We found the sheepskin in Costco.
And Tony still does not have a sheepskin rug.
We've been in three different homes in the last 5 years, all with fireplaces, and none of them work.
So and they're rentals, so you know, you just kind of go with it. So. See, truck will do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if you ask most people where they want to go on vacation, they will say tropical.
And think we're going to do this not like a marriage retreat where we got, no, this is a marriage adventure. This is a marriage getaway. We're looking at, and yes, Travis, Shanna said Oklahoma, which that place, that Shangri-La looks amazing. And it definitely on our radar for something that would be an amazing like fall destination for sure. Because I was like, that would be amazing to do something out there. Maybe we can look that up at 2022 or something. So where was I though before I said
bear
that?
Bearskin rug.
Bearskin rug. Yeah.
Vacation. Tropical, cold.
Gone. Okay. We discovered a fun treat or dare out. Oh, share it.
Did we get a name? Or is this like the tropical vacation and you can't tell us what it is? Truth or dare? Okay, so inquiring minds want to know.
Yes. Share.
Okay, so the European, going back to European vacation, Karen, I see your comment there. That will actually probably be our 25th wedding anniversary. We will probably a European river cruise.
But yes, adventure. Woohoo, yes. So Tammy got me back on target. It's about a marriage getaway, a marriage adventure. Like, think we're going to go. We're gonna challenge you guys in situations. So what we're really looking at is some classroom time in the morning and talking about areas where maybe fear creeps in to you and then putting you in those situations in the afternoon. So with your spouse, you're overcoming those. Because with fear comes anger. There can be some frustration. But actually getting you in a place where, oh my gosh, we're going to work through and we're going to break things off. And then doing like the partying at the night. So.
Ha ha, you're funny, Casey. And my Casey, yes. Casey. So Casey Fleury, you're funny. And Casey Fuller, yes. All I need to hear is one y'all and Texas, North Carolina. It just happened. You should see me when I'm in Henderson. Like, I'm doing the whole conference with y'all and all that kind of stuff. So
Totally.
I'm a chameleon. I can go wherever.
Yeah.
I can go wherever except the cold.
Yep.
Cold. So what else is going on with you all?
What questions do you need us to answer? Like, questions you want to hear.
Other things you want to talk about in the family.
Yes. Or other things you would like to discuss. And you guys on Zoom, don't forget to hit up your chat. We're here for you guys.
Who's got vacation plans? I actually want to know that because there are two things with vacation plans since you mentioned the fact that we're in summer. One is definitely, I just saw, who posted it? Prioritize Marriage posted the vacation show that we just recently did. She posted up on Facebook and the comment that she made in her Facebook post was totally went to the show notes and got the vacation planner. So if any of you have vacation plans, I just want to encourage you to really,
And Summit Partners, that is in your partner area and should be in the marriage toolbox.
Use
that
it.
Should all be there for you.
Use it. Mm-hmm. Use it. And the other thing that I was going to say to that, and it actually isn't just about vacation, but you know, Tammy, you mentioned kids in summer and teenagers at home and things like that, is the start of summer is a really good time to talk about the sexpectations over the summer. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that have never heard me use that term before, it is all about the expectations around sex. We just call them sexpectations because it's easier mm-hmm. than saying all that. But to talk about what does that look like when you've got teenagers in and out? What does it look like when, you know, you're trying to do beach days and all of these different, you know, activities when you don't have the regular schedule, when you don't have all the regular activities. And so I would strongly encourage here to get the vacation planner and use it, and also have the conversations around sexpectations. And mm-hmm. this is just a good time of year to kind of touch base on that and say, okay, what does this look like?
Sure. Yep. And if you're coming out this way, let us know, Dan, who is part of our summit partner, one of our summit partners, he and his wife are going to be out here. We're going to connect with them. You know, don't hesitate to reach out to us if you do come into the San Diego area. We'd love to connect with you guys. Just give us enough heads up so we can get you on the calendar.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Travis is headed. Oh, Judy and Paul are headed to Atlanta the last week of June, Square Dance Convention. Oh, you are going to have to post some pictures and video there, Judy. That would be awesome. To watch. Is it a competition or just a convention where you guys just go and hang out? Because that would be, I'd love to see you guys there, man. That'd be amazing to check out.
So Atlanta and Atlantis.
No.
Okay. No.
Well, oh, he's the Harley leader with Atlantis. Oh, yes. Right on. That's even better. That's better. Tropical.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they were going to Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. I looked at it first. I thought everybody was going to Atlanta. I'm like, why aren't we going to Atlanta?
Because we're waiting to go there for...
I know why we're not, but I'm just saying. you're funny.
I am.
You are funny. Yeah. You're just talking about being silly earlier, and here you are being silly.
Yeah. that is the darn truth. All so, right. All right, you guys.
I think they're all on summer break.
They are. Yep.
San Diego was our vacation. No more plan. Our life is on hold while Kazaya is transitioning. Just remember, your life is not on hold permanently.
Yeah.
That's all I would say to that. Poor Judy, dancing.
Wow. And you'll have your two youngest with you. That's awesome. Great Wolf Lodge. Yes.
That is definitely a, with little, that has become the place to go for families with little kids.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've noticed that, yes.
They sure. are obviously doing something right in marketing to families and in creating mm-hmm. experiences for families,
which is cool,
which is amazing. Like, I'm like, oh, everybody's going to Great Wolf Lodge.
Here's the thing though, with the younger kids, and you're out there, set those expectations, what you're doing, how you guys are connecting. Because I remember for us, that was a struggle, especially for me mm-hmm. a lot of time, because I felt like we were getting away and yet all this attention was just spent on the kids. And I would come back from a lot of those trips frustrated because I was like, man, I worked hard and we spent all this money to go. And all I felt like, all I did was run around and not have any sex, which is all I wanted to do, was just like chill out and do nothing. But those were my expectations, and I didn't voice them. Hence why so many shows in the summer are all based around sex expectations or setting those expectations. And the vacation planner that we you know, is a resource for you guys. Oh, wait, it's Crossing Europe.
Yes. Yes, yes. I had the wrong thing pulled up. It was me. So, yes, positioning. We have too many screens open. This is the whole, like, don't try and multitask.
Lisa opened the wrong one. I was like, gosh, it was like, yeah.
Crossing Europe is the position. Yes, it was
me. Was that because Karen Lake's closed? A little bit tougher? I would think.
She has at the dance studio, so she missed out. Is recital season over? And who are you asking to babysit in July?
Yeah, not Tammy. Us.
Like, who are you asking?
I'm not going to Utah anytime soon.
Although this is probably the best time for us to visit Utah.
Heck, because it's absolutely gorgeous.
We've seen some pictures recently.
Well, tell Shannon we say hello to Travis. Miss her.
I thought she was in the tub.
Gotcha.
That was my guess.
Gotcha.
She wasn't chiming in. I thought she was in the tub. But yes, the position is the European one.
Yeah.
European, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that one too is, again, opening or just straddling, you know, that would be more the cowgirl style. So yeah, totally get it. Totally understand. So again, with positions, putting things in there to help you challenge yourselves. But if it doesn't come to completion, it's okay. Summer classes started this week.
Yay.
That's what it was. All right. Okay, you guys. How do we do that? Cowgirl? Wait.
I think the position with the
last one. Oh, this one. Mm-hmm.
And some of these too, is with the positions, it's not about necessarily coming to completion. It's about being in a different position, right? Yeah. And about the connection and how things look differently and how things literally feel differently when you're in a different position. And yet when you're moving into a place, a climax, you will, you know, we often do this. Like, we'll be in one position, we're like, okay, that's been good, but let's get somewhere to finish, mm-hmm. instead of just being like, okay, this isn't working, and then getting frustrated. It's like, no, I liked that connection. I like being able to see you, feel you, you know, whatever in that position, but to be able to.
That's right, Martin. Just laugh it. And if it doesn't work, have fun. You know, that's part of the connection and talking more about our sexual intimacy. Let's not get stale. Let's not get rigid. Mm-hmm. Let's know that we're constantly talking. If you have to, you guys, grab your 19 questions to amazing sex. Start pulling that out this summer, man. If you're out for a drive, just the two of you, make sure you pull that out again. You know, start looking at that and going, hey, what does this look like for us? Because it changes. You guys are going to, it's going to ebb and flow, right? Even through the seasons of the year, I will say for us, it ebbs and flows because of, hey, when it's summer, like, I don't need blankets up to my chin because Elisa is freezing her butt off. We can be a little more loose with that. And when it's freezing, those blankets always are on and it can cause a little more issue.
Summer heat.
I know it's a little more heat. Alicia, how are you? 8:30. We started at 5.
No, Tammy asked Martin what time it was where they are.
I gotcha. Yeah, they're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
What is no frustration.
Seriously, guys, watching the chat is like, you know, it feeds all ADD moments because you're just like, oh, having a conversation, something popped up. Having a conversation, something popped up. So, it's all good. Alicia, glad that you were able to join us.
For the brief moment that we're here. New position can be very fun, awesome.
Oh, why are you stressed?
What's happening? Share with us before we get off. What's going on?
Yeah. Everybody's having fun. We can't be stressed. Like 7 days, seven positions. That mm-hmm. is actually one of the variations in the second edition.
Yeah.
We talked about that as a variation because...
And seven positions could be in seven different rooms or seven different places.
Ooh, how many different sevens? Seven different lubricants, seven different pieces of lingerie, seven different rooms, seven different positions. That's four. Seven different times a day.
I counted on Elisa's nightstand the other day, five different lubricants.
Oh, I need to find two more. Yep. I probably have two more in our medicine cabinet. Those are just the five that I... I like that seven. We should do a 7x7, figure it out, like all the different... That would be like a crazy, that would be like a bingo thing, right? Like seven different
ways.
You could do 7x7. Yeah. Wow. That's like a game.
So, all right.
Totally feel that stuff.
Are you guys good? If you need anything, like always.
Seven essential oils for the diffusers. I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
Who did that one? Oh, Andrew and Shelby. Yes. Seven essential oils for the diffuser. Yes. Yes. So I'm starting a new job that is giving virtual presentations, and boy, can I understand how hard it is to manage a chat feed after today.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Seven ways of seven blowjobs. How do you have seven different blowjobs? If you can tell me seven different blowjobs, gosh, that would be amazing.
I'm impressed just with that line.
Yes.
You know the podcast you met. Oh, thank you. The 11 must-haves. Most of the links don't work. Appreciate you bringing that up. I'll make a note.
No, it's like three of them right now, Karen. I know.
Not three out of 11.
That's a problem with Amazon. They move those products around. I can, I'll go through it again and update, or at least, you know what I'll do? Is for Summit Partners, I'll put it up in there, and then I'll put the ones that are not working. But if more than three are not working, I'll have it updated for sure. But again, when I say update, you know what I'll also do on an updated one? I'm going to just put our one shop there. And then that way, if it's not working, I'll say click here to see other items.
I think we could do 7 different things in 7 different days.
Or 7 places to kiss your spouse. Yes, Casey, I like that one. I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm writing this on. There's going to be some.
If you can find 7 ways, Tammy, then find 7 ways. And then write it down and tell us. Because I don't. I can only think of one personally in the 22 years I've been married. Maybe 2. Like the normal way and then 69 Sidewinder. Oh, maybe 3. Like me on top of you 69 or something like that.
We digress.
No, I'm just trying to come up with 7 different ways. I guess seated her on her knees. That's another way.
Are we brainstorming right now?
No. I'm just. Oh, okay. I think Tammy is saying that.
Like, what are you
doing?
You didn't. So you guys must not be in the same place. Tammy and Aaron must not be in the same place.
That's awesome.
Funny.
All right. There we go. All right. We believe definitely can find 7. Yes. I think now that we started talking through it, we can definitely find 7. This is the way. A lot of the episodes will come up. I don't know if we could do a whole episode on 7 ways.
No, we didn't.
I think we could do a fun ways on 7 ways. So 7 variations on the 7 days of sex challenge, and using like what Shelby, I'm assuming that's you, Shelby, who said 7 essential oils. Cause if it was you, Andrew, right on, thumbs up to you. Like right on, dude. I just feel like it was probably Shelby who said that. but I think that would honestly be a fun episode to do, even this summer, to just talk about the 7 days of sex challenge and like variations on the 7 days of sex challenge.
Right, because now, like, I mean, we're not going to update the book right now, but now thinking through, like, we've even got more variations just in having this conversation than we put in the book. Mm-hmm. It's like a supplement to the book.
Yes. The fun things that come out, and you guys are like so ahead of it, because when it does come out, like the Kegeling show or the Kegeling whatever show comes out, it's like it all came out because of you guys and our monthly chat, which is amazing. I love it.
I love that you guys are helping us create the shows.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to be able to reference you guys when we talk about that and be able to say, hey, this came about as a result of a partner call.
Yeah.
Where we were sitting around and talking and.
Oh my gosh, Tammy.
Way to go, Aaron.
Jeez, I'll show you tonight.
So glad we had the conversation. Girlfriend.
Good night to you. Good night. Just go find your bedroom there.
Yeah. Get a room, as the teenagers would say.
Yeah. So, all right, you guys. Thank you all for being on. Safari partners, I have to tell you this. If you want to join the summit, just let us know. Hit us up at support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Hit Heather up. We'd love to have you over here. We have our position of the month club private Facebook group where we're conversing all month long. And then you get to be with us every month for a monthly chat if you so choose. For those of you who'd like to join us for the Love Deeper online workshop and haven't signed up ever before, please do jump in. For those of you who already have your Simbus Plus report, we'll be giving an email out to you guys, and so that way you can join. And you can always join whenever we do that. We're going to be doing that quarterly. You're always welcome to the workshop again to go over your report.
And I just want to say something. If you're thinking about being part of that Love Deeper workshop, sign up sooner rather than later so that you have the opportunity to take the assessment, because it takes about 45 minutes. And so you have the opportunity to take the assessment and get your report back prior to next Wednesday when we actually do the workshop. It means so much more when you've got your assessment in front of you. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I'll say with that is that workshop is going to be recorded. So regardless of what time zone you're in, regardless of where you are in the world, you can sign up. And just like Shelby and Andrew did the last time, where they weren't able to make it to the workshop, they had their report, they listened to the replay, and they were able to,
utilize all of that. Yeah.
So
with that, I will have to take a look into it. Yes, Karen. Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to have you guys in there if it looks like something that would be a benefit for you and Martin. I'll tell you, for Elise and I, it has. And every time we look at it and we go through it again, it's just like, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So we always bring something new and fresh to that, because Elise and I are also growing from one to the next. And how does that look for us in our marriage? So big kisses to you guys. Love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic evening. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Love you guys. And we'll make sure to get the replay up within 24, 48 hours. Partner Area, Safari Partners, we'll send an email to you guys. Love you guys. Take care.